essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all things, charity. Yeah. That sounds great. Until you try to define what essential means. Who decides what's essential? That's not inconsequential. If the line is undefined, then the claim is ornamental. Unity is theoretical, liberty is rhetorical. Everybody draws a circle, calls it non-denominational. Take baptism, keep it simple. If it's only just a symbol, then debate it, rearrange it. It's aesthetic, incidental. Infant, adult, pour a plunge. Pick a method, pick what you want. If it's just a sign, you're fine. It's not doing what he wants. But if it's not just presentation, if it's actual participation, if it matters, you don't get to redefine. If it matters, you don't get to redraw the line. It's not up to you or me what he gave you. You don't get to redesign. If it matters, it matters every time. The stakes are getting clearer. Now the cost is getting nearer. Now it's not agree to disagree. Now it's what you actually adhere to. Same fracture, different cases. Watch it show in different places. Faith alone or faith that lives. Grace remembered or grace that saves us. Church authority or private judgment. Living voice or printed a creed. Everybody quoting verses. Everybody sure they see. If it matters, you can find a verse for almost anything. That's the problem, watch it form. Private judgment sets the norm. Every man becomes the measure. Every doctrine gets reborn. Now you scale it, watch it split. Doctrines multiply and drift. All with text and all with claims. All convinced they've got the gift. I can quote and you can quote. We can build opposing notes. We can both say this is scripture while we steer in different boats. All scriptures God breathed, that's true. No private interpretation there too. But once you cut the living voice, who decides what scripture means for you?
If it matters,
you don't get to redefine.
If it matters,
you don't get to redraw the line. It's not up to you
or me what he gave you.
You don't get to redesign. Every time I can build a full theology from a verse and an analogy. I can counter your position with selective chronology. I can split a congregation over modes of application. Call it freedom, call it grace. It's a doctrinal fragmentation. I can say it doesn't matter. I can flatten sacred pattern. I can take what God established, turn it into something lesser. I can make it all negotiable, make the sacred disposable. I can shrink what God instituted down to nice, but not essential.
If it matters,
you don't get to redefine.
If it matters,
you don't get to redraw the line. It's not up to you
or me what he gave you.
You don't get to redesign. If it matters, it matters every time. So no, the answer isn't less authority. It's the right authority. Not private interpretation, but the public, living interpretation of the church. Because if everything is optional, eventually,
even the gospel is.
Eventually, even the gospel is.